Welcome back to the Moll Anderson Show. Well, Valentine's Day is next week, so who better to invite on than, let's say, love potion number 9 expert, homeopath and herbalist, Sarah Hanna. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Moll. Nice to speak with you.
Well, it's nice to speak with you. This is so exciting because I love this whole idea of love potions and such. Tell us, because Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. Can you give us like an herbal love potion to get us ready for this big day?
Well, I'm going to tell you that there's not really magic potions, but there are a lot of herbs that have been used for just generations and generations to calm the body, give the body strength, and then they work as an aphrodisiac also. So there are certain herbs. One of my favorite is an herb called Damiana. Damiana is a South American herb, and it's been used for generations. And what it does is it calms the central nervous system, because a lot of times people don't want to be intimate because they're stressed out and they're nervous and they're thinking about a million different things. So Damiana helps calm you down and center yourself, but it also has a mild stimulant, which really helps people feel better and feel more excited.
Oh, wow. Now, where would you find Damiana?
Well, I like herbs best in what is called tincture form. You go into a health food store these days, and a lot of people really don't know what to buy. So let me tell you how herbs work best.
Okay.
Very few herbs work well in capsule or pill form. Because we're used to just, you know, popping a pill if we get a headache or popping a pill if we have high cholesterol, we really want our herbs to work in that fashion, but they don't. They work best in either tea form or what is called tincture form. Tincture form is when you take the herb, you infuse it in a grain alcohol, and the alcohol extracts the properties of the herbs. So I would like my clients to take Damiana in a tincture or a liquid form. You can take it 2 or 3 days before you're going away on a vacation. You can take it in the morning if you know you're having an exciting evening plan that day. You can feel it. It definitely rejuvenates you and calms you down at the same time.
Now, is this, when you say the tincture, is it the kind that you stick under your tongue and you let it sit for a little bit?
That's a homeopathic remedy.
Oh.
Great question. So homeopathy are those little ballies, those little candy-like balls that you must dissolve under your tongue.
Okay.
A tincture in a liquid form, I like you to dilute it in either a little bit of grape juice or some warm water. So it's a liquid. Think of it as like a syrup.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Now, do people need to like be, you know, cautious when they're trying some of these new herbs? Like if somebody's like on a heart medication or they've got low blood pressure, is any of this ever an issue?
Well, absolutely. When I work with clients that are on medication, I tend to use food-type herbs. Those are herbs like burdock and dandelion and turmeric. There's no clinical studies that show the compatibility of medication and these food herbs, but you could eat these food herbs. So I feel more confident with that. I mean, I would have to say for the typical person, depending on the medications that they're on, that they need to speak to an herbalist. But again, herbs like Damiana, and the other herb I wanted to discuss was an herb called mimosa bark. They do mix well with most medications.
Mimosa bark. That's not like a mimosa, right, with champagne?
Well, it's the mimosa bark, but the flowers were given in Italy. If you loved someone, you'd give them mimosa flowers.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And mimosa herb brings joy to your heart. So if you're having one of those, you know, crabby, grumpy days, I know you don't have any, but for the rest of the world, these kind of crabby, sad days, if you take some mimosa bark, it literally just lifts your spirit and makes you feel better. So that's why it's another herb you can take on Valentine's Day. Don't forget, like, you know, those times when we're planning, you know, this is going to be the perfect evening. We're going to have the perfect dinner, you know, the perfect candlelight. You know, things go wrong.
Yes, they can. That's for sure.
For sure. So if you're on an herb like Damiana or mimosa bark, it can help you feel a little bit more stable when things aren't exactly perfect.
Now, can they take either one of these on a daily basis, or is this just supposed to be used when needed type of thing?
Well, mimosa bark I give to lots of clients to take on a daily basis. If they're, you know, going through a really hard time in their life, you know, they're maybe not getting along with their spouse, they're in a really cruddy job situation, I would say for sure take mimosa bark. You can take that for a long time. My clients that are really suffering with intimacy issues and they're just having a lot of conflicts, I'll have them take Damiana for a month or two and see if it'll just help stimulate in the areas they want stimulated. So, yes, these are herbs you can take long-term, but you can also take them in the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. So it reacts pretty quickly.
It does. There are certain herbs. There's another herb called motherwort, which is...
I've heard of that.
Oh, my favorite. Like, I think that every woman in the world should have a bottle of motherwort on her shelf.
Okay, why?
Motherwort is for those grumpy, hormonal, bad days that we all get. You know, when things are kind of
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Things are going well and you're like, oh, why am I in such a mood? Motherwort helps pick you up. You can feel it within 20 minutes. You can give it, I give it to men too. As an herbalist, we were taught, basically it was a woman's herb, but I got to tell you, Mal, I get a lot of grumpy men that just, you know, like, what are we going to do with them? And we give them mother's wort and they just become a little more cheery.
Now, you don't tell them what it's called, right?
Oh, no.
We need to change that name.
Yeah, we just go like Sam's herb, you know, like
Sam's
I'll just
herb.
Write their name on the bottle so they feel that connection.
That's funny. Well, now many of us get the typical roses delivered to us on Valentine's Day. Can you tell us what medical roses are?
Well, I want you to know that all roses are edible. Did you know
what?
That?
Are you kidding?
They're all edible. Now,
and to think I have thrown away so many dead roses.
Can you imagine? I don't know that I would suggest eating the store-bought ones because they do spray them with pesticides and other chemicals to make them keep their color. But wild roses are edible. You can make them into jams. Oh, my gosh, Mal, you've got to get your hands on some rose jelly. It is.
It sounds very seductive.
Very seductive. Very scrumptious, and I teach my clients, instead of just looking at roses and smelling them, take them into your body. So you can drink a rose tea, which makes you just feel gorgeous.
Wow, how aromatic would that be?
Oh, my gosh. You can get rose essential oil. You can just take rose essential oil, and you could just sprinkle it on your pillow. You could sprinkle it on your bed.
Talk about a complete sensory experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you really wanted it, what you could do is you could make yourself some rose tea to drink, and it's available in health food stores. And you could then take some rose jelly, and you could actually take a bath and put rose essential oil
into it. I like that. Now you're talking my style.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very funny because I was doing some research on roses, and it's just all across cultures, it's something that someone gives to someone they love. And it just brings that kind of love energy into a relationship. So my philosophy is eat it, swallow it, breathe it, take a bath in it, have it all over you and
absolutely.
See how it does.
Well, I understand, you know, from history past that Cleopatra used to have her guys throw it all into the water as she was approaching so that the whole city would know she was coming. to town.
I bet she smeared it on her face, because I have to tell you that if you have, you know, our nightly cream that we all put on so we look stunning the next morning, and if you put a couple drops of pure essential rose oil in it, it moisturizes your face.
Oh, I like that.
It helps with broken capillaries. How fabulous is
that?
Okay,
I'm buying some rose oil for sure.
Yeah, and it's really a great product.
I like that idea. Well, now, if we were going to put together, like, you know, I like to give my girlfriends sometimes Valentine's, so I could maybe put some, like, rose oil together and maybe some of these other ideas and put them in a basket, perhaps?
Oh, my gosh. I do it all the time. So what I would do is I would find a face cream that has rose oil in it, because it is available, and then I would put a little sachet of fresh dried roses because they smell so gorgeous. You can also buy candied rose petals. How gorgeous does that sound?
Ooh, that sounds great. Now listen, hey, if you're just joining us, I'm sitting here talking to Sarah Hanna. She is a homeopath herbalist.
Yes.
Say that fast three times. and a potion expert, so to speak. And we're talking Valentine's Day and all of these wonderful things like medical roses. Now, okay, everything from food to medicine is starting to trend to the natural way. Why is this so important for women's health?
You're saying incorporating really healthy food into their lives?
Yeah.
You know, you hate to, like, you know, be cliche.
Yeah.
No one wants to, and B, you are what you eat. But I've got to tell you, when my clients come in and they eat healthy food, you can see the difference. I remember my pediatrician, I once walked in, and he knows that I'm very into giving my seven children tons of healthy food.
Wait, did you just say seven children?
Yes, I have seven children. They're all mine.
What do you take?
Well,
or what don't you take?
Well, here's my point. I definitely eat healthy food to keep my energy level up. And I remember him saying to me, he had just had a patient, which was a newborn baby, and the grandparents walked in, and they happened to have been from Southern California, and they were hikers, and they were out, you know, in the sun and eating healthy food, and they were both close to 70. And he looked at me and said, I got to tell you, that couple at 70 that eat well and exercise look healthier than 3/4 of my clients that are 20-year-old parents.
Wow.
So I think that, you know, when we're younger and, you know, everybody's eating hamburgers and fries and Coke and all these foods, and we're sitting there eating, you know, our romaine lettuce and our, you know, salmon, we're like, why are we doing this? But as I age, I can see the difference with my clients and my friends. Your skin stays better. You have more energy. I mean, I'm not a young woman anymore, Mal. But I mean,
I'm not either. I'm 53, so you know.
I'm not going to tell you my age.
Oh,
look at my website and you can try to guess it. But I can tell you that I hike and I go everywhere, and I really, you know, besides genetics, I really believe a lot has to do with the fact that I about 90% eat really healthy food. So I like things like blackstrap molasses. You probably never heard about that.
No, I know all about them.
Oh,
yeah.
You do? Well, yeah. Blackstrap molasses is this powerful, powerful drink. It's got B vitamins. It's got lots of iron in it. And I have my clients make a drink with blackstrap molasses, a tablespoon of blackstrap molasses, tablespoon of honey, put in some warm water, add some rice milk or some soy milk. You got a drink that's 100 times better than coffee.
Really?
And it's powerful. It gives you strength. I give it to my clients when they're pregnant.
Can you heat it up? Part of the thing for me in the morning is I love my morning ritual of coffee and the heat. And so is that something you could heat up?
That's exactly. This is my coffee replacement. It is a warm drink. You boil your water. You put in your tablespoon of blackstrap molasses, a tablespoon of honey. Again, you're going to tweak the ingredients according to your taste a little bit. Pour hot water over it. Put your whitener in there to get it that coffee look. And that's what I have my clients drink instead of coffee, and you're going to feel a lot better. You'll be surprised.
I promise I will give it a try, but I'm so appreciative of you coming on and filling us in with all this great information. And it's so exciting.
Thank you, Mal. Great questions. And I'm really glad to help inform all your listeners of all these options that are out there.
Well, thank you. And I hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Excellent. Be well.
You too. Well, coming up next, Emmy Award-winning stylist David Zyla is going to help us dress for the night of romance, because it's only five, count them, 5 days away. Up next here on The Mal Anderson Show.